You're listening to the LCJ Q&A, available on iTunes. As always, I'm your host, Lights, Camera, Jackson. Joining me today, kicking off a brand new season of this podcast, my good friend and the new co-host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1, Jenna Wolf. Jenna, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's such a privilege to be hanging out with you. I've now known you for what seems like 30 years, even though you're probably like 20. So I'm just happy. I'm happy to be on with you today.
Fantastic. Many people know you from the Today Show, the Dr. Oz Show, but sports has really been your lifelong passion, and now you're really back into it.
I came out of the womb basically doing push-ups. I was always an athlete as a kid growing up, and I was always very theatrical. So when I graduated college, I was looking for something that allowed me to marry the two, sports and theater, and sports casting was the most reputable of all of everything out there. So I ended up going into sports. I was a sports caster for 12 years, but I was never the sports caster that was just going to tell you who won. I was always going to build a story around why this game would be compelling and why the athletes were the actors, and it was like this big drama that was sort of building up, and I enjoyed the storytelling part of it. And if I could make you laugh, well, that was a bonus. So when I segued into the Today Show, it was an easy way for me to keep that personality aspect of my job while just sort of refocusing the subject matter. And so now after 9 years at the Today Show, I get to finally get back into sports.
Yeah, I have good friends from the Philadelphia area, and I remember first time I was on the Today Show and told them I was on with Jenna Wolf. They're like, oh, we watch Jenna all the time when she was on the Philadelphia News.
Loved it in Philly. Yeah, I made my way up slowly from small market size, bigger and bigger, until I got to New York. But Philly fans are tough. Like, you got to know your stuff when you're there. They'll boo you if you don't.
Oh, yeah. I've been an Eagles fan my whole life. How do you think the Eagles are going to do this year?
I think Carson's fantastic. I think you guys have a good shot. I think you're going to have to get through the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. Mm. But then again, so will the Giants. But it'll be fun to watch. I think any NFC East game is going to be a great fun game to watch this year.
So first things first, every morning starting Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1, it's you and Chris Carter and Nick Wright. You're used to getting up early. How are they adjusting to the fact that they're going to have to get up at 3 a.m. every day to do this show?
No, Jackson, this is obscene early. This isn't like Today Show early. Today Show early, we used to have to get in on the weekends around, like, I would say 5 or so. Here, my alarm goes off at 2:50. I am in the shower at 3, and I walk into work around 3:30. That is just mildly obscene. But then again, I'm such a little study geek that I like to get in and have plenty of time to go over everything. The boys roll in a little bit later, but still raring to go. But these guys are great, and I wasn't sure what to expect when I first tag-teamed with them to do this. But they're fun, and they're engaging, and they're honest, and they're funny. And it was like when I first started working with Lester Holt at NBC, he was very buttoned up, the tie was very tight, the jacket fit him perfectly. He would sit down, and he had a script in front of him, and he was just going to read. And I was like, whoa, this is not how we're going to do this. You are going to loosen up. We are going to get on the ground and have a burpee competition. Then you're going to tell me 3 jokes. Then I want to hear 4 stories about you when you were a kid. And then when you are completely loose and ready, maybe we'll do some news. And I think that's sort of how we develop a really good relationship. And I bring that approach to every new show I start. And so these guys will pretty much be on their way to getting to know the Jenna Wolf that you guys have known at the Today Show very, very soon.
Fantastic. You've always been opinionated when it comes to just about everything. Are you going to be able to get all that in? And what's really kind of the format of this show?
Such a good question. So, yeah, when I was doing sports before, I was a sports caster, which means I basically tell you what happened, and that was my job, and it wasn't my job to opine, really. And now, after being a fan and getting to watch all these games for the last, 9 years while I was at the Today Show, just being able to be a fan again, I get to come back and give my opinion. And it's important to me that they knew when I came in that I wasn't just a mouthpiece to get them from topic to topic, but that I was going to be included in these discussions, conversations, and opinion-based debates. So that's going to be it. This is not a screaming match or a shouting show. But, like, if I'm fired up about something, they're going to know about it. We had rehearsals this morning, and we had a discussion about Colin Kaepernick, and it got heated, and I wasn't afraid to give my opinion, nor were they afraid to hear it, and this went all around, and that's what makes these kind of things fun, and I'm happy that I'm at a network that wants to hear what I have to say and why I have to say it, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the foreseeable future of me being able to, you know, speak my mind.
Yeah, and somebody else very fired up when it comes to conversations, another good friend of mine, Regis. Fox Sports 1 was his home for Crowd Goes Wild, so I love how you're joining the Fox Sports 1 family, just like he did. And for Fox, for you guys, big, we've got the World Series right around the corner, so it's great timing to start up this show.
And the FS1 has the American League Championship Series, so we have a ton of college football. And all these things that I really haven't been able to talk about or go watch or go see, except for in my spare time. And now I'm actually getting paid to watch games, which I just never thought I'd be back in this position again. So for me, this is great. I'm really happy. We just got through a week of live rehearsals. We go live for real on Tuesday morning, right after the holiday, and hopefully hit the ground running. There will be an obscene amount of caffeine on the anchor desk, while Hoda and Kathy Lee corner the market on wine on the desk. There's never going to be enough coffee to go around. But you will have to come in sometime and hang out with us and see these guys close up. Actually, Nick Wright reminds me a lot of you, but in a different way. When he was a kid, this is a great story, when he was a kid, he wanted to be Bob Costas more than anything in the world. Mm. I would put it up there with you and Regis a little bit. I mean, this guy wants to be Bob Costas, the great sportscaster.
Sure.
He finds Bob Costas at an event, and he walks up to him, and he said, excuse me, where did you go to school? And Bob turns around, and he says, I went to Syracuse. And he said, okay, thanks, and he walks away. Now, both of Nick's parents went to Harvard. I think his sister went to Harvard. Nick goes, and he's about to graduate high school, and he applies just to Syracuse, and he gets in. And his parents say, I'm sorry, you got a 1600 on your SATs, you have a 4.0 GPA, you have to apply to one other school. Applies to Harvard, gets in, goes to Syracuse. Why? Because all he ever wanted to do was be like Bob Costas. The guy knows more about sports, similar to what you know about movies, than anyone I've ever met in my life. And I'm just so excited to be able to sit across from him. He's like a wealth of knowledge. So it'll be a lot of fun. And Chris, my other partner, one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. I thought I was a storyteller. This guy kills it with stories. So we're going to have a really fun time.
That's fantastic. Yeah, what a great story about following your dreams and looking up to people. That's great. And the last time we got together was on the Jenna Wolf Show. This new show, first things first, is 3 hours of live TV every day, but you did 4 hours straight pretty much on across all these social media platforms. Did it end up sort of being prep for this, doing the 4 hours and now this 3-hour sports show?
100%. My agent, for like 5 minutes, thought I was crazy and then realized that I was flexing that muscle every day that I wasn't back on TV. And if an opportunity like this ever came back, you know, and fell in my lap, I would be ready for it. And I have been, yeah. I just basically interviewed as many different people across different platforms as I possibly could for almost a year so that when this came along, that was one thing I didn't have to get better at. I didn't have to hone my interviewing skills or my conversational skills. I just had to really sort of get back into sports. So it helped me out. And it was fun. It was interesting. And it was just something I'd never done before, to be able to just be loose and focus more on the conversation and less on what sometimes TV gets pulled into, which is like hair and makeup and appearances and optics. And but I, you know, I missed it a little bit. So now I'm back into that stuff. And I get to combine that with sports as well. So it's a win-win for me.
Yeah, one of the most anticipated movies of the fall right around the corner, Battle of the Sexes, starring Steve Carell and Emma Stone. Have you seen the trailers for it? You're looking forward to it?
No, but I will tell you that I went to the movie. I have two kids. One is 2.5, one is 4. I don't get out much at all. But I will tell you, I'm pretty sure you told me that Wonder Woman, I think I asked you about Wonder Woman, or you said something about Wonder Woman, and my partner Stephanie and I went to the movie theaters a ways back. We had one random night free, and we're like, what should we see? And I was like, I'm pretty sure Jackson told me this Wonder Woman. She's like, Wonder Woman? We're not watching Wonder Woman. I was like, well, just trust him. I'm telling you, he knows what he's talking about. We loved it.
Oh,
and I meant to send you an email that your last recommendation to me was a winner. So if this one is the next winner you pick, I am 100% going to spend the next free night I have going to see it.
Yeah, it's Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, the story of that famous tennis match from the 70s. Jenna, what was like the greatest game or match you ever went to?
Greatest game or match I ever went to. I mean, gosh, I've been to so many good ones. I was there when the Yankees beat Boston for the World Series. I was there when the Lakers beat the Sixers. I was there, probably the Agassi-Sampras tennis match, that epic, like, five-hour journey, was one of the greatest sporting events and one of the most gutsy, heart-wrenching, colorful matches I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, Pete Sampras at one point, if I remember correctly, I think he threw up. He came right because he was just so exhausted. His body was like, no, we're done. He came back out and gave it everything he had. I never saw so much heart left on a court before. So I think I would say that was probably my most exciting, memorable event I've ever seen.
Wow. Now, when I think of First Things First, the first thing that popped into my head is that it's the opening lines to the Imagine Dragons song, Believer. It's immediately what pops into my head. Is that going to be part of the theme song for your show?
I got to tell you, didn't even realize that. And I'm going to take that to the top tomorrow.
Oh, we have a different
theme song, but you know what? There's still time to change it. And I love that. And I'm going to get the lyrics to it and I'm going to bring it up.
Perfect. Yeah, it gets you into a rhythm. It gets the drums and all that. It gets you into a rhythm. So, yeah, if you use it, that'd be fantastic. That's great. Wonderful. And I guess the other thing I really want to know is, because you're so focused on health issues and exercise and all of that, will you be doing maybe some stories on some medical issues involving players? Will that be, with your expertise involving that, put into some elements of the show as well?
You know, before I got to the Today Show, fitness was my most absolute favorite thing to do when I wasn't working. And then when I got to the Today Show, they asked if I would make fitness part of what I did for a living. And I loved it, and it was fantastic. And then I went to work for Dr. Oz and did a lot of health and wellness stories. I think the way fitness is going to come in to play where we are is, sure, obviously, for topical discussions there. But we're going to have some fun, and we're going to get a lot of athletes on the show. We're going to end up at a lot of stadiums and visiting a lot of different teams. And I think we're going to have some fun working out with these guys. You know, Chris was a former athlete. He's like an Adonis, like you can see him. He's like so cut and fresh. But yet, he thinks I'm the fittest person on the set. So we're going to have some fun playing around with that. And I'm hoping that, for me, it goes back to being my most favorite thing to do when I'm not working on TV. Because I have such passion for it that it's important to me. These guys know it's important to me. So I think you're going to see it come up in just a fun way. Like, we're going to have some fun with these athletes. I think every time someone gets something wrong, we'll have a push-up contest or a burpee contest. We'll go out and we'll run a 40-yard dash. Or I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Cool. I'm so looking forward to it. I think everybody out there, if you're a sports fan, if you're a TV fan, you gotta watch this. First Things First. It starts Tuesday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and every day on Fox Sports 1. Jenna, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you again.
It is always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you. All the best to you, and good luck kicking off the season.
Thanks so much, Jenna. Appreciate it. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been the LCJ Q&A.